East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, I heard earlier that Miss Paglini...
Evelyn Paglini, yes.
Yes. She had mentioned that she felt that Cho was perhaps weak-minded and therefore vulnerable for some sort of attack from maybe evil-type entities. And I don't necessarily agree that he was an evil, that he was under attack by an evil entity. I think that the guy said that he thinks that the reason why these things are happening is because we don't have God in our lives anymore. I don't necessarily agree with that either. I think that church forced us to have to come face to face with one another. And when you have to come face to face with people that you would otherwise not really have to be accountable to, you treat them better. Because we don't have church in our lives as much anymore, maybe that's the reason why things like this happen. But I don't think it's because we're
I think you're onto something. Listen, I'm coming on to a break. Would you please do me a favor and stay right where you are? I'll come back to you after the break, all right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think she's onto something, folks. The way people treat each other face to face, and in the disconnected society we have now, very different. We'll be right back. Well, all right. East of the Rockies, guess what? You're back on the air again. I think you're on to something. Hi.
Hello. Well, right when you were on the break and you said that about, I don't know if you were talking about, you're talking about streaming video and people and blogs and that sort of thing. I hadn't even thought about that aspect of it. But,
have you ever noticed, though, a blog will start off with, you know, something totally innocent, and if you let it go for a week or two, pretty soon people are picking on each other, and you've got these raging fights going on. Have you ever noticed?
Or just like when you go through a drive-thru, or when you're talking to a customer service representative on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really hadn't even thought of that. I did want to say also that, you know, a couple times religion was mentioned, and the gentleman mentioned morals, and I kind of get a little, not necessarily defensive, but when I hear someone speak about morals as our problem, we definitely have a problem in values, but I don't know if we're sinning too much. I just think that maybe we value the wrong things as well. Like, you know, the guy in the Mr. Cho in his manifesto was talking about hedonists and how everyone had valued, you know, all these material things. And it really, you get the impression that this guy had lived on this campus for 8 months and just absolutely in a complete vacuum. Like, no one really even communicated with him very closely. And all these people were interested in material things and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Well, look, he was just one person. Let's look beyond that at our entire society right now. What has changed? That's worth asking. You look back at the 1940s and the 1950s, and it was very, very different. What's changed? Well, we have become a disconnected technological society, and if we don't want to be around people anymore, we don't have to be. If we don't want to go face-to-face with anybody anymore, if we don't want to interact with another person anymore, we don't have to. Do we? That's something that's changed. And I'm not saying that's it because, again, I can't prove it. I'm only pointing out that our society has become, we have become disconnected from each other. There was a day in this country where if you wanted to have a meeting with somebody, you had to actually go and meet that person. Not that it doesn't go on anymore, but a lot of it is handled, by email or any other technological way, and we've got millions of them these days, so we don't actually have to meet and interact with other people anymore. We can do it all on the computer if we want to. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hi.
Art.
Yes.
How are you? My very first time calling. It's kind of weird. It kind of scared me.
Welcome.
Thank you. It was your question you asked about what's wrong with society, and I know everybody keeps talking about that subject. But, you know, everybody has a little piece of it that's right. I am a restaurant manager. It's what I've done all my life. All I've done my whole life is deal with people. And in every little aspect of our society, the human part of it, the humanity is gone.
I know.
Things as simple as applying for a job, the job I just took a year ago with this company, you know, until the day I started, I never met a person from the company. It was all online, over the phone. And that's
exactly, that is exactly what I'm saying, sir. I really think, you know, if you're asking what has changed, what's happened to us, that's what's changed. We've become a technological society, but the social side effect of that is people who are disconnected. They're not meeting people anymore.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it is like it's pervasive in every part of our society. You know, I go to work. I have an hour and a half drive, and I am on the phone or driving. I'm originally from Georgia, but I live in Ohio now, and right. Down there, even people still say hi to each other. It's not like that here, and it's going away more and more and more. The only person we're accountable to is ourselves. I have four beautiful children that I am frightened to send to school most of the time because of what might happen or what could happen. Because no one cares anymore. And it's just a shame.
Well, they care, but I don't know that they care about the same things they once did. And again, if they want to avoid, thank you very, very, very much for the call. It was a good one. They don't have to meet anybody anymore. They don't have to have face-to-face conversations. That is what's changed in our society, isn't it? And it's not a small change. It's a big change. So how do we watch out for it? I don't know that we can. And if anything, this change is becoming more profound by the year. We're finding newer and better ways to remain isolated.